And now, here's your host, Alessandra Torrisani.
Sandra Mack is here. Yes. And first and foremost, what I want everyone to know that if you go to alessandratorrisani.com, that is all your geniusness behind all of that, because I am tech savvy, but I'm not website savvy. I'm not marketing savvy. I'm not social media savvy. You literally have created that brand, and I have to thank you so much for doing that. You just have just elevated me as a content creator. So that's how we're going to start off, on just like Sandra being a genius and doing this for everyone in her life, and just couldn't be any more excited. She is a Star Wars super fan like me. And she has the most incredible name of a brand, Women of the Galaxy, which you fought hard for. You got it. You're wearing the sweatshirt. I can't wait for everyone to get these sweatshirts. They're so cozy and comfy and literally awesome. Sandra, like, welcome to Emotional Support. I feel like this has been months in the making, and I'm so excited that we're finally doing this right now.
Thank you for having me. Oh. I feel very honored. I'm just like speechless.
Oh my goodness. Do I say?
This was probably the sweetest introduction ever. I mean, we have been on this journey together for a while, so there are things we just know about each other. So I couldn't have asked for a better introduction like this one. So thank you so much.
Well, no, it's true. And I think that you have such an important story that I want, you know, people to hear, because I think that beyond mental health, beyond emotional wellness, I think that sometimes we forget how journeys to get where we are right now. And even though you and I are like uber perfectionists, right? And we're like, oh, we're not even one millionth of where we want to be. You have to live in the moment and be so appreciative of things that we have accomplished and keep reminding ourselves of that, because that's when depression sets in. That's when, you know, thoughts of like, you know, why, what's the point? You know, the what's the point conversation. And, you know, I think that you are very much an empath, where you take on everyone else's like feelings around you, and you feel all the feels, and that's an amazing thing. But it's a tough thing. It's really hard. And I know what that's like. You know, it's really stressful. But I want people to understand that beyond, you know, all of that, the story of how you got here in Los Angeles, I think is remarkable, because you have learned so much. You have met so many incredible people. And the fact that you came here from Germany, and there is this wild story behind it, the world needs to know why this makes you who you are, you know? And I think that it really is such a huge, important part of you. So without further ado, can you let us all know who is Sandra Mack?
It's probably the worst question for me, because whenever you have like, I mean, I would consider myself a very humble person. So talking about myself has always been a thing that I don't feel comfortable with, but
it's new.
This is the thing we enter.
Yeah.
We enter life, and then we are exposed to all the things we didn't ask for.
Right.
And it was like, I mean, I would say I had a tough start into this life. So whenever people ask me about myself, I just like literally, I mean, talking about mental, emotional well-being, this is what happens. Like our past trauma hits, our triggers hit. And I'm just like, I'm no one. Like, and this is how I basically grew up. So I don't want to dive deep in the like in the past, but just letting everyone know that I have my stories too. That just kind of shaped my journey at some point and made it tough for me. Like I always like to say, we come like everyone who has kind of trauma, experienced childhood trauma comes with disadvantages in life.
Totally.
And I guess my journey was kind of then, of course, shaped around what was what I was told as a kid, or being back then. I mean, I'm an immigrant for the second time. We immigrated from Poland to Germany, which wasn't an easy ride. So even now immigrating to America was also, it brought up past memories where I'm just like, yeah, they treated us as shit.
Wow.
Actually, This is it's the funniest story because my visa luckily got approved a few weeks ago. So
Woohoo!
calling the Social Security Administration was probably the worst experience ever because
Yeah.
they have been just like very mean to me. And I
Yeah.
just got thrown back in time when we were not treated well as a Polish family in
How
Germany.
old
Like,
were you when you immigrated from Poland to Germany?
around four,
Wow. So I
around
mean,
4 years
you were
old. So this
conscious
is.
enough where you knew what was going on and those memories are there. It's not like you were like 3 months old and you were just this like blob
Yes,
that, yeah.
yes, yes. So this is the thing, but it was like still, I mean, I grew up bilingual and I didn't even have an accent in German, but in school, teachers, they saw my last name. So Makowiak is actually my full
Yeah.
last name. It's not just Sandra Mack. It's just like the stage
Love
name for Los Angeles.
it.
But because no one could pronounce it. But anyways, to make a long story short, it were like moments where teachers were like, oh, they see my name and they're like, oh yeah, you can't speak. Like you can't even articulate yourself. You will never make it in life. So it was a very, I want to say, outdated, conservative school
Right.
that I was just faced like with teachers and older generations that
Right.
just didn't get like the kind of multicultural and multinational world that we live in right now. So it was like back then in the early 90s. So, but anyways, it's been, I've grew up or spent most of my life in Germany. So there's lots of appreciation. I mean, it's a country, it's a very advanced and like what it offers educational, from an educational perspective, a
Technology,
corporate
yeah.
perspective, technology. I mean, there was a lot that I just learned and just like being able to have a better life than we would probably had in Poland. But yeah, at some point, I mean, I followed the traditional path and I just knew that with everything that happened, I always felt like I don't belong there. Always felt just kind of different. And there was like something calling me from within. And at some point, I always knew.
Was it because that you always felt like the Polish girl in a German like society? Or is it because you knew that you were different than anyone because you had gifts and you had kind of that kind of thing? Was it more of like your personality, or was it more the in quote out of quote, I'm the immigrant, you know, that's kind of my identity?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably the remix of both. I mean, I definitely felt like, I mean, there are lots of things you just learn on this journey when you feel like you don't belong. And I've been also born into like more poor or circumstances, low income household. So, and I remember my mom used to clean the houses of the rich people in town and she couldn't afford a babysitter. So I went with her on the weekends when
Oh,
she
I
was
bet you were the
cleaning these big
cutest little
houses.
thing.
No, but it was just like this is when I'm at a young age. I actually
Wow.
wanted to become an architect because while we lived very differently, I was exposed to another world. And I'm just like, oh, that's out there.
This is
So it
wild, right?
almost kind of it was almost like I want to have that too one day. So it was
Yeah.
almost like it kind of ignited that fire
You had
in
a
me. Like,
drive.
okay,
Yeah.
like I would say, okay, I want that. So I started
Yeah.
playing The Sims and I started building houses. And I was like, one day I'm gonna have that too. So I feel like this is when I probably started to manifest. And I started, like you said, getting a drive inside of me. I was like, there's more, there has to be more. And this is how what happens is just not the way how it's supposed to be. I mean, I always keep saying, like, the system crashed me. That system we live in as a society just crashed me. Like, we didn't get the support we probably would have deserved. Like, every family
Sure.
deserves, every fucking human being. Sorry, I hope I'm allowed to say
We
that.
swear all the time. Don't even worry about
Deserve.
it.
But just like we kind of all kind of deserve the support and a fair chance at life, right? And this is why I said in the beginning, so many of us start with disadvantages at life. And how do we switch that? How do we shift that around? So there were many incidents that kind of led to me getting this drive and just becoming like a still rebel inside that just like one day. So I started working my ass off. I finished school. I was grateful for that job that I got at a big corporate company. And I learned a lot. And then I just knew that at some point I was like, I was the perfect employee. I was an overachiever. I wanted to, talking about perfectionism, I just wanted to deliver, deliver. Everyone who is familiar with patterns, you know, being the overachiever is also a trauma response. So I just try to keep up this facade outside. I'm just like perfect. I'm the perfect employee and I'm doing this and that. I'm doing whatever I've been told because if I'm being myself, people would treat me like shit in the same
Right.
way they did when I was younger and immigrated to a different country. But then at some point I just crashed. I mean, we all know burnout culture and all these kind of things. I just couldn't do it. I wasn't living my true self. I wasn't living that fire that was like already, let's say,
Inside
that
you.
little flame inside of me. I just like it became louder and louder and louder. And it's like you're screaming, but just like, but you can't hear the sound, right? It's just like all numb and paralyzed. But inside, I was screaming. I wanted to break free. So probably now I should say thanks for those supervisors who didn't treat me well, because then I decided to leave. I
Honestly,
quit
isn't
my 9 to 5.
it's so true though, because we have to thank the people that were assholes to us. Or the rejection and all this stuff, like in the moment, right? There's nothing that hurts more than rejection. There's nothing that hurts more than not fitting in, that feeling like this outsider, being left out, you know, the drive of you're constantly going, 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 and then you're not getting the reciprocation back or reciprocated or being like just appreciated as a human being, you know, like you were saying. But if it wasn't for all of those things, it wouldn't make you who you are now. So, but it takes a long time for you to finally appreciate that, you know, totally.
Yes, totally. Totally. I try to find my way. So I kind of, through different situations, kind of, I was led to get into the coaching world. Now I know I probably just started the certification to become a life and business coach because I needed all the healing by
Right.
myself, but it was the right path for me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know, it's
Trying to
like
get them out of the house.
listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on,
Yeah, podcast home casts.
your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
How did you even find out about like what a coach was, like a life coach or, you know, a mental health coach? Like how do you even find this out from going from the corporate like biotech world to that?
For some reason, I decided at a very young age to see a therapist because I noticed that I have lots of trauma around what happened within my family as a kid. So I was familiar with talking therapy. But then I had a side hustle next to my corporate job where I was selling actually Mary Kay cosmetics. And I
Amazing.
started
Oh
to
my
build
God,
my,
amazing.
I was,
Sandra.
so, and within this, we always wanted some extra cash, right?
Listen, I'm
So
all about extra cash.
I was just like, okay, let's do this. And their skincare is amazing. So, but within that, I started to build my own team because you can build like your own team. And I built a team of over 30 women and became a sales director. And this is when I was kind of exposed to leading women without even knowing how to lead them. But for some reason, all of them were like, you're so inspiring. I could listen to you for hours. And it was just the feedback of other women actually that made me think about it. And then I was like, holy shit, I have a responsibility. So I wanted to be professional with what I'm doing. So this is why I decided to become a coach. So maybe it wasn't even about, maybe it wasn't my own healing, but later on I noticed I needed that, the skills, the healing, and everything that coaching just like
What it entails,
kind
yeah,
of. So
exactly.
you ought to, yeah. So, and this is, I think, was the thing when I started. Okay, I think I'm gonna do this, and then I signed up for this coaching course. I stopped being a consultant. I quit my 9 to 5 because, like I said, I kind of got burned out. I was working full time. I had a side job with Mary Kay, and I was doing my bachelor degree, and I was at
Wow.
this for 3.5 years at the same time. So of
Oof.
course, I just got
Oh
burned
my
out.
gosh.
So, but then I went on with the certification, which was like over a year, but I needed some fixed income. So I was like, okay, let's become a flight attendant.
Which I have to say is my absolute favorite thing about you, because people, you know, who listen to the show regularly, like I've hinted here and there that I'm like very fearful of flying. And like, I have my, you know, routine down where like, if I don't pray or say this, you know, it's a superstitious thing, right? If I don't touch the plane with my right hand before I get on and bless myself, like it's all going downhill, like literally all these things. So the first time that I like really sat down and talked to Sandra one-on-one, and she tells me, oh yeah, you know, I basically was a flight attendant so I could travel the world, and it was a free way to travel the world, which A is the most brilliant thing I've ever heard of. So if you're looking for something to do and you need money but you can't travel right now, become a flight attendant, because it's literally the most incredible experience and you get to do so much. And you get to see the fucking world. Like, it's awesome. I never thought of it that way. But she also was giving me like tips of like, don't, you know, drink the hot water. Like, don't do that. Like, you were telling me certain things, like, don't do this. And like, oh yeah, I mean, like, and then I remember you go, yeah, you know, I mean, they kind of tell you like what to do if the plane's going down, but if you're over the ocean, like there's nothing really you can do. And I was like, oh, cool. Great. Awesome. Oh, great. I'm so glad you just told me that. Thank you so much. Wow. I feel safe. Thank you.
I mean, but it's still one of the safest.
Oh, I know. But you go, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. Oh, okay. I know.
So now I'm like, I am not going and flying over water. We're not doing this.
You can totally do that. Oh, no, but I have to say that I was lucky enough that actually, I mean, I'm probably doing all the promotion here, that Lufthansa Airlines, they actually are very flexible with the contracts they offer. Wow. So I'm not sure how, if every airline is every airline is like that flexible.
Right. I mean, it's a brilliant idea.
It is. I mean, they even have contracts that are called like, oh, used to be called study and fly. So they were actually looking for people who only want to fly once or twice per month. And then there that are maybe students and still studying. Wow. So because the training itself is just like 2 months. And then
that was the best. She's like, yeah, it's only 2 months. I mean, like, we don't really know what we're doing. What's
We definitely know, but there isn't much you can do, right? So I guess this is the point you made before, that there isn't much you can do at some point. But no, it's been one of the greatest experiences of my life. I miss it. And it was actually genius in terms of me being in a coaching certification, right, learning about human psychology, about our body and everything.
I mean, talk about the most perfect experience. You have all these people that are coming on a flight. You literally have the entire world that's coming on, different personalities, angry personalities, happy personalities, fearful flyers such as myself. Like, you literally are trying to calm every type of person in society. Yeah.
It's like you literally have every stereotype there is like in one place for some hours. Like, and I was like lucky enough to also be on the Jumbo 747, which originally flew to every big city. Like, I've been to Rio, Tokyo, Buenos Aires, like all the big major cities. Insane. And that I would have probably never traveled. And I mean, like you said, and I got paid for it. It's not that you make huge money.
But it's not
with
about
that.
It's like about not, the like free the past, travel. But it's about you being able to see things and places. Like, I know for me, like, there's nothing more that I want to do. Like, my number one thing on my bucket list is to go to Egypt. That's all I want to do. I just want to see the pyramids. Like, that's my number one.
Yes.
But it's like, oh my gosh, it's so expensive to get there. And then like, you know, there's all these like crazy things, right, that like come with it. The thought of being able to be a flight attendant and being able to basically being forced to like go there, you know what I mean? And you just like show up in Cairo and you're like, look at the pyramids. This is wild. And I then see everything. You have 48 hours and then get back on the plane and go home. And I mean, that's awesome. That's incredible that you can see the world that way.
I just become aware how much I miss that job. I should probably just check here what I can do from LA. Yeah, but anyway. This job also allowed me to travel to LA. I mean, I was through this coaching. I was just like connected to this whole business coaching community at some point. So I was connecting all over the world. So basically before I even moved to LA, I already connected and made friends.
Wow.
And as an employee of an airline, you of course get cheaper tickets.
Right, right.
So at that time I was low budget, but I could just like book a business ticket like super cheap. So I was able to fly to LA and to New York and meet with all these women. And then at some point I decided to move to LA. So just to make this story kind of come to an end and to tell who I actually am. But I came to LA. It was actually May 2019 when I decided, okay, I think I want to move. I'm ready to leave Germany. And it was what I felt for such a long time. And I was literally, I mean, at that time, I was actually crashing I literally was broke because I messed up the first try of starting a business. And I had to move back in with my mom in my early 30s, which for at some point is you feel embarrassed. You feel you haven't accomplished. You feel like a failure.
Right.
But then like 6 months after that, I kind of like recovering, and it was one of the greatest lessons as well. But anyways, I decided to move to LA, and I was like, okay, let's just see what happens. So I came back in August 2019, and I was just like, let's get a feeling for this city. Like, and if something comes up, I was like literally telling like universe, like if I'm meant to be here, then something will happen. And right. I think this is also what we oftentimes miss when it comes to manifestation. We manifest a lot with our mind, but do you feel it with your body? Mm. And for me, it was so important to be in the vibrational energetic frequency of Los Angeles to literally make it happen. So I was just here and I was literally just like staying with a friend and just working a bit. And then I discovered Kinergy, which is Julian Huff's startup, or back then it was the startup. And I just sent them a random Instagram text in the middle of the night. I mean, my creative skills were an advantage.
Yeah.
My coaching certification or my coaching background was an advantage, because what they do is very transformational work with your mind and body and soul. So I just tell them, well, I remember that. I don't remember all of it, but I remember that I said this one sentence where it was, and the way you express yourself through dancing, I express myself through creativity.
So
and I'm pretty
beautiful.
Sure this was the one sentence
that was it
that made her actually then say her to her team, okay, can you reach out to her? So they literally invited me, and I received this text message, and it was, oh, Jules gave me your contact. I'm just like, who's Jules? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So this is when we talk about exponential and I don't know, like light speed manifestation, when you just send the order and you just trust that something will happen and you forget about it.
Right.
It comes faster than you can even, now it's like a blink of an eye. So anyways, they invited me. I went through the assessment center kind of, and then they offered me a job. And all I did was fly back to Germany. I had 2 weeks that I gave myself to sell everything, to pack my bags, to say goodbye, have a little farewell party. And 2 weeks later, I booked that one-way ticket to Los Angeles. And this was October 2019, like shortly before
COVID
made an appearance. So, but yeah, this is how I ended up in LA. And then it's just, I mean, COVID delayed a lot. It's been definitely the two toughest years of my life, in addition to some other moments that hit me hard in life. But it's also been the greatest healing journey. It's been the birthing hours of Women of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And it's been just like the return to myself, you know?
But I think so that's so important.
Cool.
What you just tapped on in this whole story is how important it is to feel manifestation in your body. I've been doing a lot of work recently with a couple different, you know, teachers and stuff on visualization and hypnotherapy and stuff like that. And it's less about like just visualizing and seeing it, right? Because I can see myself on it. Let's use a set, for example, right? I can see myself on a TV show.
Yeah.
I can see myself doing that because it's stuff that I've done before. But remembering the feeling that I have inside when I'm on a set, remembering like walking onto a set, feeling that sense of nerves because you're so nervous because you don't know people. It's all exciting and it's all giddy. Feeling then like the relief of, oh my God, I have a job. Then the nerves again of, oh my God, I can't fuck this up because I need to keep this job. And then feeling that that warm, fuzzy feeling of like, wow, this is going to be my new family for a little bit, you know? And that's the stuff that I've been working on of, yes, I can see things and I can see the podcast being big, but what is the feeling that goes along with it? And I think that is a huge part that people are missing when it comes to visualization. So you bringing that up just was such a great reminder, you know, for me, you know, and for others to do that, to practice that, because it's practice, right? It does take work to feel that feeling.
Yes. And it's been a very, I mean, I feel like everything that Women of the Galaxy embodies as a brand, as a business, or as the experiences that I am creating,
right?
It's all about returning to your body. It's like all the tools, all the experience, basically not all the tools. It's like my experiences turned into tools, so I can pass it on now. Because those were the game changers in my life. I feel we live in a society that is so focused on the mind and lives in the mind.
Yep.
But the moment you remember that, but my nervous system literally runs through all of my body. And it's what Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about. If you have your vision, you need that elevated emotion that matches the frequency of your thought. And this is how you call it in. And this is why when everyone talks about manifestation, only a small percentage of these people actually accomplish what they've manifested, because they feel it. And this is what I'm saying, like well-being and wellness, everything, this whole trend we experience right now, it's really all about return to your body, like movement, dance, how you nourish your body. Like my intuition can't even work properly, or my gut feeling if my gut health is messed up.
Yep.
So there are so many layers to this, but it's very essential. But yes, the body, like your own body, like this is your temple.
Totally.
This is like all the magic you need.
It's right in there.
To create and like call in. And this is what people just need to remember. And this is what I feel was the greatest lesson. Like, I could go on for hours, but it's just, it's like magic,
it's not some kind of woo stuff.
It's just all within yourself.
I remember, you know, you introduced me to I don't know if she was a psychic. And I remember when I had a phone call with this lovely lady who predicted so much. It was like pretty bananas. But she said to me, she's like, oh yeah, Sandra's my favorite. She goes, I've never met anyone who literally can manifest anything that she wants. And I was like, this is coming from a psychic? What? Like, it was bananas. But it's so true, because I've seen it happen with you. And I've seen you, and I want people to understand that when I say, you know, you're someone that's so powerful with manifestation, it's not because you're like, oh, I'm going to make this happen, blah, blah, blah. You fucking work your ass off. And you work your ass off so much that sometimes it's overwhelming for you, right? And then you have that burnout and it like crashes really, really, really hard. And I feel like that's something that I am totally aware that I do as well, where then I shut everything out and I'm like, I just need to be alone and I just need to hide out. And it's scary, but it's also, I know that the only way that I can heal myself is with myself by kind of like closing up a little bit. You know what I mean? I need to recharge.
Yes.
I need to put that battery back in the wall, like charge it back up, and then I can come to you. But it's overwhelming. But you do so much work, and you do so much work for others. And I think what's so powerful about Women of the Galaxy is it's not just about you. It's about including other women and other people in general to join the force, you know? So what are some of the examples that you can give, like for people who are interested in Women of the Galaxy? Like, what are the things that you're teaching? You know, what is the goal of Women of the Galaxy? To take over the fucking galaxy.
To take over. The whole,
of
course, we're just like at the beginning, so there will be so much more to come. But basically, what I'm doing is having this synergy of well-being, creativity, and leadership, or seeing business as art. So I'm trying to create a full-on ecosystem where I can guide women, female leaders, creatives, dancers, or whoever feels like, even actors, you know, whoever. I mean, we all are on a mission in this lifetime, but I want to guide people through on a journey through life coaching, through business coaching, while they are feeling well. This is why well-being is the foundation of everything, because speaking about how hard we work, there's a fine line between being hardworking and ambitious, but then burning ourselves out.
Right.
And so those are two things, and I had to learn this by myself, and I'm still learning that, but I'm just like establishing a foundation. How can we be well, create out of a state of relaxation? Because this is when we create.
Right.
You have to find this energy where you are expanded and you are not forcing, because
right.
forcing is destructive.
Right.
It harms us on a mind level, on a physical level, on a soul level. So it's one pillar is well-being. The key to that, or the bridge to how do we create and build in this lifetime, is creativity. Creativity is for me the most powerful tool, because it's not if you are creative or not creative, it's rather do you use it and do you use your own power or not. So it's creativity redefined in a sense of, I don't know, like the greatest love songs wouldn't have been written if we wouldn't be in pain sometimes. So it's also redefining the perspective how we see creativity. So even when
Yeah.
I'm having my miserable day and I'm mentally a mess, I learn to accept that. I learn to sit in it, and maybe it encourages me to write poetry. And this is how I process it. So we process through creativity and whatever it is that just lights your soul on fire. And this also leads to uncovering who and what your inner legend is. So one of the
Right.
taglines is live your legend. And in the photo shoot, it was our goal to, how do we bring out actually, or how do we visualize or bring this vision of my warrior woman to life? So we literally dance in a warrior suit. So this is how I see it. And not only in my head, now we brought her to life.
Right.
And then the final part is where we kind of lead and through well-being and creativity, because when we're creative, we are honest, we are vulnerable, we are authentic. And this is when we create a business, a project, a mission that has a meaning and that serves a bigger purpose. And this is why I like to say business as art, because this is our
Right.
contribution to the world. It does something. It does not only solve a problem, it does something to you on a soul level.
Right.
And this is what I hope and wish for this world. So long story short, Women of the Galaxy is a full-on ecosystem that is not only making sure that you are well, but is also offering you the tools and the guidance to build your business, to get life coaching, have experiences that nourish your soul. And in the end, there will be a product line like the hoodies, and 20% of the funds go, of the profits go into a fund where our vision is to probably in 2 years start reinvesting and I want to say financing, but like, yeah, reinvesting into other female leaders and literally also be a kind of, how do
ecosystem.
You call it? Venture,
yeah.
Capitals, whatever.
Yeah.
But we want to also help on a financial level. I mean, I'm coming from a low income household. Sometimes you just need a fucking 5K to start a
right.
business. And if I can be the person that sees your vision and we have a great plan, or maybe you even walked through our 1 year mentoring and then you just say, okay, this is what we came up with. I can maybe give this 5K to this person because I've met her through our programs.
Totally.
And I know who she is at a soul level. And I feel this is like, for me, the new vision of bringing visionaries, but also investors together and do this matchmaking. And I was lucky enough to receive some support, and I met amazing mentors and amazing people who also gave me the starting funds to
right.
start the business in the way that I could. So,
well, I think that that's what's so
on.
Important is people forget that, you know, it is so, there is nothing harder than your first, you know, $5, right, on starting a company. You know what I mean? It truly, like the first start of the littlest amount of money. It's not like, you know, oh, I need $1 million. Sometimes it's harder. I actually have noticed, like with people who are, you know, and friends and my husband and stuff like that, people who are in the tech world, they can go out and they seem to pitch an idea, and sometimes they get, you know, $5 million like for their investment. And I'm like, can someone just buy a sweatshirt? Like, that's literally all I need. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like the juxtaposition of how different, you know, things are viewed. And I think that there's a
yes.
lot of things, you know, it's interesting. I just binge watched The Dropout. I don't know if you saw that on, it was the Elizabeth Holmes show about Theranos. She was the woman that started the company Theranos. That do you remember that? Do you know that story?
Oh no, I haven't watched it, but I will look it up.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, basically, long story short, she at the end of the day lost $700 million of investors' money. $700 million, okay? And she had created this product that didn't work. And anyways, she might be going to jail. Long story short, it's not relevant, her story, but why it's relevant is at the end of the credits, they were talking about how women investors, since this whole scandal happened, I mean, not women investors, sorry, women who are running startup companies are not being trusted. And that they're even told, the girl was a blue-eyed blonde, right? And they're being told to dye their hair dark so investors and VC firms don't look at her and go, oh, you know, you remind us of that Elizabeth Theranos. Obviously, you can't be trusted. That's how wild it is right now for women in the tech world, right? So that's why it's so important for us to support one another and create this like incubator of a safety net.
Yes.
Because it's, you know, we also, and I noticed this even as an actress, you know, if I were to have an emotional day, you know, in general, they'd be like, oh, well, she's probably on her period or it's that time of the month and she's an actress and like, what do you expect from her? But if a male actor were to do that and they were to have a thing, they would be like, oh, it's his craft. It's his art.
Yes.
You know, and that still to this day happens. You know,
yes.
So I think it's so important in whatever field we're in, women need to support other women. That is very important. And what you're doing is proving that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
I have to really quickly say, you know, I think it was like 2 months ago or something, you were teaching the course on breath work. What was the kind of breath work we were doing?
Oh, it was hypnobreath work.
That was fantastic. I know that's a really weird like segue where I just like jump, my mind is all over the place, but I don't want to forget about that because that was so powerful how important breath work really is. And I just really encourage people, like when you teach this class, to join in on it, because my mind went to a totally different place in that process. And I've been doing a lot of hypnosis recently.
Yeah.
And stuff, and it's been super powerful and it's working a lot for me. Can you explain to everyone, like, as I jump from one subject to the next and you're like, what, calm down, Alessandra, like take a deep breath. What is it that what I experienced?
It's, I mean, of course, this is like what you just mentioned. It is actually not necessarily that you are jumping, but what's going on in the world is, it's like the manifestation of what's going on subconsciously in our collective system, right? So if there are still challenges in the way how women are seen in the business industry or whatever, then of course this all needs healing on a deeper level. And the healing on a deeper level happens in the subconscious. So what people are craving right now are root solutions and not just like a band-aid put on something, right? So if you want to heal yourself at the core and you want to like find the root solution and like the root healing of what's going on, not only because if I manifest something, it also manifests on a bigger level, right? This is why messaging and sharing the message is important, but breath work. My intention with Women of the Galaxy as well is bringing you back to your own superpowers. And the breath is one superpower. It's like your life force. Like every cell in your body needs oxygen. Like we need to breathe. If we cannot breathe, we will die. So breath work is basically when you do it. And I think we were doing like 2 times inhale, 1 exhale. We were laying down. We had some music and I was giving some vocal cues and it's very powerful. And what breath work does, it kind of increases the oxygen, or your blood gets more like alkaline. And this is why it's almost like we're switching off your conscious mind and we are going into the subconscious. And the unconscious or the subconscious is the endless galaxy, and it's also allowing you, you become the receiver. We right. always talk about creating, manifesting, but Nikola Tesla was actually, we're more like an antenna. If you're in stillness, if you're relaxed, then you're able to receive.
Right.
So when in breath work, when in meditation, all these tools, actually, they make you more familiar with yourself, and they bring out the emotions that want to come out, that want to surface, that want to heal.
Right.
And through your breath, you can literally wrap your breath around and just release it.
And relax.
So you want to release the energetic blocks in your body. And this is what the breath or breath work is doing. And it's beautiful. And it's not like you have to relive something again, but you just feel through it. Because whenever right. something happens in our life where we just get shocked, we just freeze. And right. then we don't feel through. So the energy, literally the
and
energy
it blocks.
Gets blocked
and we
in
block,
our body.
Right. And we keep it blocked in. And then we push it down, 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 down. And we go, we'll get to it at another time. And then that's when out of nowhere, you have a panic attack and you're like, why? I'm happy. I shouldn't be having a panic attack. It's because all of those emotions need to finally come out and be exploded.
Yes. And this is why breath work, speaking about the flow, you want to get your body back into flow. You want to get the energy moving and release the blocks. So in the end, it's like maybe this makes some people happy. I mean, we're biological, energetic beings. We're right. full with chemicals, like it's just all chemicals, chemical reactions inside of us.
It is.
At some point, you know, but when you, but when you understand what's happening on a biological level, it actually kind of helps you to understand. So with this kind of healing work, and this is, I feel, why the wellness world is booming, but at the same time, it requires, not it requires, I feel what's happening right now is that wellness, well-being becomes really a lifestyle, not only just a reward, not only just recovery. It becomes a lifestyle, and a lifestyle requires a change at the core. And this is why I got very passionate also about self-leadership. So the experiences that I'm, the upcoming experiences through Men of the Galaxy will have a major focus on self-leadership. Because if you cannot lead yourself, how do you want to lead others? Like, and if you want to lead yourself, you need to meet yourself. So it's like, really, let's dive inside and see what is it actually that it is at the core. What are the principles that you believe in? What are your values? And those are the things that shape your world, right? And there's just so much that needs to happen. And in the same time, it invites you to just like to more reflective thinking. People just need to remember that they can think for themselves. You don't need to follow just a narrative. And what we talked about, women and our role in the overall collective or the business industry, like we're allowed to question things. We're allowed to reinvent things. We're allowed to, you know, just be part of it in the same way like others are. And it's not necessarily a man against women. It's also more about, can we bring back the feminine way?
Right.
It's like, well, women about, became way too masculine.
Yeah. And I think we just need to encourage and bring each other all up and work together. And it shouldn't be like man versus woman. It's like, we're humans. It should be humans with humans, and whatever you identify as, then that is what you should be, you know, be your true authentic self and let's come together and work it out. You know what I mean? I think that that's what it's about, but I think it's about that support. But I think it's really, I just hope the message gets across, you know, with this episode of the importance of body work, breath work, movement, manifestation, feeling all the feels, you know, and a collaboration. You know, I'm someone that, I don't know if you're like this. I feel like even though you have Women of the Galaxy and it's about supporting women, you're very much just dependent on yourself. And I think I'm like that too, where I just am like, oh no, it's fine. I'd rather just do the work by myself because I know I'm going to get it done. And I don't, and it's not that I don't trust other people to do things, you know what I mean? But I feel guilty if I'm like having someone else help me, even if I were to pay them, like I'd be like, oh God, that's too much work. I don't want them to do that. You know, and that's just how I am. And I think that you're very similar to that. We just are like, no, we can do it all ourselves. We can do it ourselves. But I think what I've learned in the past, you know, with COVID and stuff, like it truly does take a lot of people. It takes a village, it takes a community, and it takes people, it just takes you to trust others. And it's something that's been really hard for me to work on. And especially when it comes to your baby of like Women of the Galaxy and emotional support, like you're like, oh no, I can do it. Yeah. I can handle it, you know? But then you realize like when you do, you know, open it up to others, it's like, wow, it's really beautiful. And like the help is so needed and it's so necessary. And I think, you know, if I could just tell everyone, just allow people to, you know, be in your area, like, you know, obviously trust them and you know, feel it out. And if you feel a little icky, like push them away, you know what I mean? But like, but trust that people, you know, aren't all out to get you all the time. Like that's not humanity. You know, we're not built like that.
Totally. And there are so many layers to this. I mean, at some point it comes down to communication, learning to communicate openly. How many of us have struggles because we're so in our head and we assume and we have communication actually based on projections and assumptions because we never communicate clearly. Right. And then in terms of asking for help, I think that there needs to be a balance between everything. So at some point I wanted to do things on my own because if everything crashes, I need to bet on myself. Right. So making the experiences needed to learn how I can bet on myself. And especially as when you're entering this business journey, you want to be the one that knows how everything works in the beginning, because how could you find the right people to at some point join you if you are not even clear of your own workflows in your business?
Totally.
So for me, this is now a super Virgo speaking, but I'm very clear on how things are run and done within how I do it. So I need to communicate to someone, okay, this is what I'm looking for. Can you help with that? But I know that at some point, I mean, of course you can just ask your friends, but if you're in a position to pay someone, you know, there's like always this balance. You want to be clear on, okay, what am I hiring them for? Right. What do I need first? And just like, so you need to go through some of the experiences to learn the skills and like get the awareness, but then make sure, this is why I say self-leadership. You need to know when there is when you kind of cross the line and you are actually more doing more harm to yourself than actually being kind of beneficial. You know, it's like, this is what I mean. Yeah. Like self-awareness, self-leadership is so key. And from there navigating. And of course, like you said, like there's so much power in collaboration and we all have gifts. We all have something beautiful to give. And we need the ones that also, of course, like help us see some blind spots, right? Sure. Or maybe make us aware of the gift that we have. Like it doesn't always have to be the negative. There's so much beauty. And we just, we just need a little bit more kindness in this world.
I love that. I'm going to ask you my final question that I ask everyone on the show. Sandra, what is your emotional support?
What is my emotional support? Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to, should have prepared for that question.
No, I like this on the spot moment.
Well, I mean, I think through my experiences, I just, I think I became very good at being by myself, but whenever I feel kind of down or I know that things or too much, I'm just like a huge fan of walking meditations, like music, and just going outside and just getting lost like in my own movie. Maybe this is another manifestation trick as well. When being in sadness, when being in moments where I need emotional support, I find lots of healing and power in just being outside in nature, listening to music and walking. And this is when I get amazing downloads. But I mean, I live here in Las Feliz, so sometimes it's literally like walking through my own movie. You have like Griffith Park, and then it's just like, whoa, it's like I'm still realizing or not realizing that I actually live in LA. So I'm just like, I'm really here. So, but yeah, long story short, it's probably like music and just like walking and just being out in nature, going for a hike and just like really connecting and grounding back to myself. I hope this is an appropriate answer.
That is the best answer. And I think that that is such a great reminder for us all that, you know, getting back with nature and simply just taking a walk outside. I find that that's very much my emotional support for me. When I am feeling just at a loss, I think that there's nothing better then for me, it's either getting in my car or going, driving somewhere really random and getting lost there and like going to a new environment, or walking around and really like seeing things. And you're like, oh my God, I never noticed that tree before. Like really finding like new experiences around you that you wouldn't think would be new. And I think it's just reminding you about life. So, I love and I adore you. And I can't wait for everyone. Please follow Women of the Galaxy, follow Sandra, like get involved. And I will be at these events and I just can't wait for everyone to keep on following.